Gamer Geezers. So handsome and fine, podcast sublime. Good morning, afternoon, and evening, you cunts, and welcome to another episode of Gamer Geezer Shorts. I am your host, Chris.
And I am
gives a fuck, Alan.
Hello. I'm your host, Alan, and today we're going to talk about some hot news. For once, we're going to be sort of current. I mean, we're probably 3 weeks behind or 2 weeks behind, but still, for us, the video game clowns, you know, this is pretty good. We're going to talk about the controversy surrounding Hogwarts Legacy.
Indeed.
Well, so before we start, should we just bring up what the controversies are, and then we'll talk about them bit by bit. So the whole thing is the old Lady Willy thing, the whole JK Rowling being transphobe, all that bollocks.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Jew one, the Jews, something about the Jews.
The anti-Semitism, yeah.
Yep. And then the racist developer. Okay.
Yeah, that one's a bit ambiguous to me because I've only just like heard that through the grapevine from, to be honest, one of our cohorts who is, you know, our close-knit friends from outside the podcast, which no one has had the lovely opportunity to meet yet. Or unfortunate opportunity
to
not meet. But anyway, yeah, so...
So let's talk about the first bit, the trans... So you know this better than me. What's that? Go on, let's talk about that.
Just so everyone's on the same page. To be honest, I read into it, but I read into it like, you know, kind of, I skim read it. And it was a classic cancel culture kind of movement, really. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't fully agree with, you know, what JK Rowling said, or the way she kind of presented herself, but I think it was a little bit extreme what we've gotten to now. But anyway,
disgusting.
To give you a bit of a brief overview from what I understand anyway, feel free to do your own research, of course, and look a bit more into it and fact check, and feel free to tell me I'm a fucking useless cunt if I get any of this
wrong. Like you said, fact check, as if they're going to go around to JK Rowling's house. You're going to need to get on these scales. How much do you weigh? I would love to know how much she weighs, actually.
No fat checks.
Hold on. I'm just going to Google how much does JK Rowling weigh.
Okay, cool. You do that. Can you still hear me, by the way?
Yeah.
This shit equipment. So basically, it all happened over the Twitterverse where all sorts of controversies take place nowadays.
54
you know?
Kilos.
Wow. Is that good?
I don't think she'd survive a night with me.
Why would you fold her up like a deck chair?
I would do unspeakable things. I'd do things to her that you can't search on Pornhub.
Fair enough. So anyway, so if you hear a bit of a strange kind of skip in the dialogue there, that's because Alan decided to pause me out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever.
You started talking off air like a cunt.
It wasn't off air. It was like I moved the mic away as part of what was going to be a fantastic joke for all of our dear
Well, you fucked
dear
it,
fans.
Didn't you?
You fucking paused me. You silenced my pun. Anyway. So swiftly moving forward, we're talking about, I need to get my mind back on track now, JK Rowling and the Twitterverse and anti-trans.
So what did she do? What did she say? What was the thing that triggered everyone?
There was a post by, I can't remember who, maybe HuffPost or New York Times, which basically referred to, it was an intentionally ambiguous wording around this post or article, to basically highlight the struggles that, you know, women go through, but it wanted to be inclusive, of course, for, you know, transgender women as well. However, in it being ambiguous, it didn't utilize the word woman. So JK Rowling responded to that, retweeted it or whatever. I don't really use Twitter, so fuck knows. She did something with it and basically like put her own comments basically saying, I think the word you're looking for is woman, to basically like highlight it's women that go through certain, like these certain struggles. Again, feel free to look into it. But that's the basic fucking gist of it.
And then the Jew one. What's going on with the Jew? I feel like I'm saying a slur. Isn't it weird? Like,
it is very
strange.
That's
how much people like, or people in the past have hated Jews, where like the word Jew, which is what they are, is the slur. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
It really is. Because it is like I that's why earlier when you were saying like, oh, the Jews one, I was like, the anti-Semitic one, I was like, I feel like saying Jew is Jew a slur?
It's not a slur. No, well, it depends. If you go, you fucking Jew, then it's a slur.
Well,
but
yeah,
if you
obviously
go, the Jews, look at this nice Jewish man, he is a Jew, then that's fine. But you know, Okay. So it depends on the context, I suppose, and the venom in your voice. So anyway, back on the Jews. What happened with the Jews?
Okay, so I'm just going to say Jewish people because I really can't bring myself to say Jews. Like, it's just in my head, just in fucking case. So I don't want to end up like J.K. Rowling. But anyway, so basically, this around Hogwarts Legacy, there's a lot of controversy floating around in the ether that it's very anti-Semitic. And when I say that, there's, for example, apparently a lot of likening between Jewish people, or what they're perceived to be in a bad light, to...
Ooh, I nearly got you there. I was going to jump on that when you said...
Jewish people.
Well, no, when you said what they're perceived to be. If you didn't say that, I was going to like really paint you to be, you know, it's going to be... I'd be spelling your name Chris with three K's by the end of the episode. KK Chris with a K. That's how I was going to paint you out.
But
anyway, go on. You saved yourself. So... Jews, goblins, they reckon there's some similarities with the negative stereotypes of Jews parallel to the goblins. There was also some Jew horn.
Yeah, there's... Oh, see, don't say it like that.
But there was. There was a Jewish horn.
No, it was a goblin horn, which is... Which is like
a Jew horn.
Apparently likened to a Jewish horn. But anyway, I don't really know about that. But basically, if anyone's played Hogwarts Legacy here, you know there's collectibles. One of those collectibles like is field guide pages, Revelio field guide pages. In Hogwarts, if you've come across it, there's a Revelio field guide page in front of a horn, a goblin artifact, it's called, the goblin artifact. And basically, the description of that goblin artifact is sometime in the 1600s, like 1612 or 1615 or some shit, there was a goblin rebellion and the goblins used that horn to basically annoy the witches and wizards that they were rising up against. Anyway, this person who was telling us, this good friend of ours, was telling us, look, that is basically referring to this very... I don't even know how to explain... Like, this event, basically, that happens in history, I don't know too much about it because it is one of those, like, subjects that isn't really taught. It's like, I don't know, like...
Who knows? Basically, there was some... Do you know what? Fuck it. Google it yourselves. I can't remember. Basically, there's a Jew horn. It kind of reminds me of Ben Shapiro's erection when I say Jew horn. Because, you know...
Who's Ben Shapiro?
Jewish commentator.
That was it?
Yeah, get it, Jew horn, he's boner, never mind. So Google Jew horn. No, don't Google Jew horn. Fuck it, I don't care what you do. Let's move on to the next thing. Right, the racist developer. Apparently, one of the developers was racist. But is that it? I mean, do you know anything more about that?
Nah, fuck all, to be honest. That was very much glazed over, and I didn't even fact check that myself.
You didn't research.
But apparently, one of the developers is racist. I really fucking hope not.
Please. Okay, some cunt told this cunt who told this cunt... me that there's a racist developer. You could Google that. Let us know in the comments. Why do I keep saying that? We don't even have comments. Let us know on Instagram. DMs. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now those three things. So we've got a little list here of questions.
Wait, what was the third thing? So of course, transgender, Jewish horn, and now, racist developer.
So our first question is it all true and valid? Right, now I think it's safe to say that the J.K. Rowling thing is definitely true, because I have seen that. The Jew thing, well, do you think that's true? Do you think it was intentionally paralleled a Jewish artifact and to try and say, like, the Jews are the goblins? Do you think that's a coincidence? And if it is true, do you think that was maybe like a sick joke by one developer? I mean, I suppose that's plausible, isn't it? It could have been a sick joke. Those controversies and just thought they'd stoke the flames.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. If that is the case, you know, fuck that developer. Just throwing that out into the ether here.
Yeah. Pretty funny joke, though, I got to say.
Oh, fuck's
sake. No, hear me out. If you know that everyone is drawing parallels to the goblins and Jews... And like J.K. Rowling's getting loads of flack, and then you think, I know, he's sort of framing her, right? He's framing that, he's sort of like doing something that's going to be found, and then it's going to make her look really guilty. And I just think that he's basically a troll. He's a super troll.
Yeah, he is. But
which I think is kind of funny.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I agree. It is shit like that would be funny if it wasn't ostracizing. Is that the right word? Like,
depends what the rest of your sentence is.
Like a full-blown religion, basically.
I don't really like any. I don't really like Abrahamic religions, and that's, you know, all. Well, I don't really like any religion, so I couldn't fucking care. I couldn't care less. Fuck religions.
There's pros and cons.
But they're like an ethno religion, I suppose, aren't they? So it's a little bit different, but still, fuck the religions. Anyway, sorry to
all of them collectively. American so can't listeners. Be cancelled.
No, yeah, the only one that I like is Hinduism. I've actually got a Hindu god tattooed on my back. I've got Hanuman, you know.
Oh, show me.
He's like, have you not seen it? It's like the god of...
I've seen you like...
Lift it up. It's like, he's kind of like the god of war. He was the general for Rama.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
And yeah, he's just a pretty gangster. Got that in Thailand, didn't
yeah,
I?
After what Thai fight. Like, Buddhism's chill. Hare Krishna's your chill.
Yeah, that's all right. But that came from Hinduism. Hinduism is the godfather.
Is it the OG?
Yeah, it's the OG. So.
Yeah, I mean, big ups Hinduism, man. Like, hold on, my Hindu brethren.
So fuck all religions apart from Hinduism and maybe Buddhism. Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, right, so, and the racist developer, we have no idea. We didn't do research. That might be true. Right, so let's ask this question. Now, does all these things diminish the art, and should it be boycotted? That was a question I should have gone up. Should it be boycotted?
Oh, right, okay, so that's where I step in. This is where cancel culture comes with, you know, like, I think it's the whole power to the people thing, right? I'm struggling to kind of like structure this in the best possible way, but basically, it's great that everyone has power. Cancel culture has given power
now,
to the average
power.
Person. No,
to the average spastic, the average fucking idiot. That it should be taken away. It's dangerous.
No, yeah, but this is where I'm getting. People take it too fucking far because they get a little bit butthurt about something, or they're like, do you know what? They don't even get butthurt. People want fucking attention. That's what they want. They're like, do you know what? I want attention. I'm a bit bored, so I'm going to stir the fucking pot and
cancel someone. And you've given people like that the power.
Yeah, so you have given someone the power to ruin someone else's life but hide behind a fucking wall of, oh, well, they offended, so I'm doing the world good. No, you're fucking not, because literally what they did was so minuscule, or it was so ambiguous that you've basically twisted that into ruining their fucking life when they didn't even like mean anything.
Or even the J.K. Rowling thing that is not ambiguous. I mean, look, you got to separate the artist from the art, you know, which is why we should all start listening to Gary Glitter again. Well, rock and roll Christmas, it's
mate.
Only February.
I'm just running out of it though. Is it Rock and Roll Part 2?
Huh? What I just saying? What do you mean?
No, like Gary Glitter did Rock and Roll Part 2, right?
I don't know. The Rock and Roll Christmas he did.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
So I think that's Gary Glitter, right?
He also did, maybe, I don't know. He did If You Wanna Be in My Gang, Mike. But what people have done, and they're trying to cancel, like, you know, Michael Jackson. Look, it doesn't matter if he sucks the arseholes of children.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He did. I'm sorry, but, like, his songs are fucking amazing.
Okay, no, to be fair, but this is where I'm saying we need to draw the line, because if that, like, so... It really fucks me off, because that Rock and Roll Part 2, Gary Glitter's song, is a fantastic fucking song, but I don't listen to it on a, like, you know, on a regular...
You cancel culture, cunt.
No, it's not that. I don't tell other people not to listen to it. It was used in The Joker well after he was, like, outed as, like, a paedophile.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, this is a tune. I started listening to it on fucking Spotify, and I was like, wait, no, that's Gary Glitter. I was like, and then I stopped listening to it, but I didn't tell anyone else to stop listening to it. I was like, I kind of made a conscious decision, because I just didn't... I didn't feel right. And that's the same. Like, it's like, but I think that is where it is, like, the power to the people is good, because they can cancel people that deserve to be cancelled.
Well, I know they do, but you can take away their money, throw them in jail. It doesn't mean, okay, what I've got an issue with.
No, because
is, you can boycott. I don't have an issue with that. If you want to do that, but what I've really, really got an issue with is, so I decided I don't care that much, and I'm going to, and you know, you might even agree with J.K. Rowling, and I'm going to play the game. And then the streamers were playing the game, and people were going onto them and fucking berating them. They were abusing them. And like, so it's the abuse of people that do not share your views. That's what I've got a real issue with. So
I hate that as well.
Don't listen to Gary Glitter, fine. But if I want to listen to him and I want to listen to Michael Jackson, then they accuse me. Oh, so you condone sucking arseholes of children. And I'm like, well, no, it, I mean, I'm sure it, it's probably really great for them.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Well, otherwise, why would you do it? You know, and risk ending your life. It must be great. That's like Louis C.K. is a comedian. He does a whole bit on on children. No, what is it? Having sex with kids must be amazing for paedophiles, because like what you risk, it's like your life is over if anyone finds out. Like, and he said, like, I love Mars bars, but if the culture was like, if I eat a Mars bar and everyone finds out I'm just like the biggest piece of shit and I'm going to jail, I'm not going to eat Mars bars because it's not that great. So like having sex with kids must be amazing for them. That's the whole bit. It's fucking hilarious. It's so, so good.
I bet he'd like buy Snickers and just pick the nuts out, would he? Well, it's not up. A Mars bar. It's not a Mars bar.
And the like Louis C.K. brings up like, hang on, how do that does not bring up a great point? What? Why? I don't know why I brought that up, but it's funny. Look it up. So my point was, council culture. Yeah, just don't abuse people that want to do a thing that you don't agree with. With it, well, not if they want to fuck children, then maybe you should abuse them.
Cancel the fuck out of them.
Things
and,
like, you know, there's
out.
A line. I'm not sure where exactly the line is, but
the line is don't be a cunt over some misconstrued like some ambiguous comments that you can twist. So in this instance, we will use J.K. Rowling as the prime example here. Is the fact that she felt as a biological woman. Okay, so yes, everyone's feelings matter. Right, everyone's feelings do matter.
I don't think they do over the
truth. No. Yeah, but bear with me, right? So I'm going to explain how I kind of feel about this. Your feelings matter. If you feel like you don't, you know, like you're a they them, you don't have an assigned gender, maybe you're non-binary. If you feel like you're the opposite sex, that's fine. You feel like that. You are well within your right to feel like that, and you're entitled. And nobody should tell you any fucking different. Period. However, if you are a woman biologically by birth, but then you get banded in with, you know, people who don't have maybe like the reproductive organs, or like, you know, like you don't get periods, or you don't, you know, I don't know what other stuff.
I don't know what point you're trying to make.
Pregnancy and things like that.
Okay, some women can't get pregnant. Some.
Yeah.
Biological
okay. Females. We use like, you know, the menstruation cycle.
We
for
call
example.
Them barren growlers.
I would never ever, like personally, assume that I would understand what that feels like. Like, you know, a period on a monthly basis. I said to my wife. Like,
it can't be that
recently,
fucking
I was
bad.
Like, oh,
I mean,
mate.
Fucking hell! I stood on a Lego barefoot once. That really fucking hurt. You don't see me whining.
Yeah. Fuck like, those bitches. Yeah. That is pain.
Fuck. Oh, sorry, babe. My girlfriend just came into the room. I'm sorry.
Try having a massive cock like me and it's just weighing you down constantly.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, that's right. Back in your bedroom, Nancy. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Say hi to the podcast, Nancy.
Hi. Lara. Hi, you absolute nerd.
Are we she called me a virgin the other day. Because I was playing Final Fantasy VII.
Wait, hold up. But she's been your, like...
cum dump. She's been my cum dumpster for, like, a year. Sorry, babe. Anyway. Right, let's sum things up. I feel like we've...
No, that's fine. But basically, all I want to do is, like, kind of, like, tee off my point here. Is the fact that you deserve to feel how you feel with no one ostracising you whatsoever. That is your prerogative. And that nobody should make you feel any bad. However, I think women, and this is J.K. Rowling's point here, I think women who go through the actual biological trials and tribulations of being an actual woman are difficult. And her personal sufferings for, you know, like biologically, scientifically being born a woman shouldn't be, you know, she should get her say and be like,
she gets her opinion. And if you don't agree with it, just shut the fuck up. Yeah, no one cares. Anyway, yes, babe, I can put that in the bin. Yes, thanks for interrupting the podcast, the world famous podcast. Yeah. Anyway, to summarise, we've probably learned absolutely nothing, but I don't really care. I don't give a fuck. I've bought Hogwarts Legacy. I'm going to play it anyway. What about you? Yeah. Do you give a fuck?
All right. Well, yeah, no. Fuck that. I've almost played the fucking game. But. Oh, sorry. Alan's telling me to wrap.
No, come on, go on. No, finish your bullshit.
You want to tell me to wrap it up? So, basically, yeah, fuck that shit. Right or wrong, enjoy the fucking game. That's what I want to say. Buy the fucking game you want to enjoy. I love Harry Potter. Like I always have done since I was a kid. I am not going to fucking sack it off. I've been waiting all my life for a fucking video game like this. A full-fleshed fucking Harry Potter video game. Not based on the movies. Its own individual storyline. Fully fleshed out RPG like this. I'm not going to sack it off because of some comments on Twitter. So fuck that. Also, if you want to fucking cancel us for our conversation today, try it, you fucking cunts. We do not care.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Said from a true transphobe, KK Chris with
oh,
a K.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
I've been your host, Alan.
And I've been your host, Chris.
KK Chris.
I'm but, not... Fuck bye. Off! Those gay muggies. So handsome and fine. Podcast supplies.